Waiting Now, Unakusha and welcome. Waiting Now is a new Engage Salon podcast that amplifies young voices. This is the second in a series of podcasts for about young people in Sierra Leone. In the last episode, we looked at young people in leadership. You can listen to it wherever you get your podcast. In this episode, we're shining a spotlight on a critical issue: access to work for people living with disabilities. We're going to be exploring the challenges, triumphs, and the remarkable journey of individuals with disabilities as they navigate physical, mental spaces in search of a decent work. I am Adama Morgan, and don't forget to like, subscribe, and pass the word around. Waiting Now. I'm off to Kabala in Kwenadugu District for this episode of the podcast, from the bustling city of Freetown to the serenity of Kabala, far up in the north of the country. This district carries the honor of hosting the tallest mountain in Sierra Leone, a towering symbol for the country's natural beauty, often referred to as the land of powerful mixture. Kwenadugu's rich culture is woven with the presence of a good number of ethnic groups that call Sierra Leone home. I am going to meet Maria Majalo, who, despite facing numerous obstacles, has not only paved her own way, but has also created opportunities for others. Mariama's story is one of resilience and determination, and we can't wait to hear more about it. For me, this is not just a work visit, it's home. And I will give you a little insight into my family life here. My mom is an entrepreneur and my dad a police officer. Since I just got back to town, I'll just head straight to where my mom's business place is. Hello, mommy. How you doing?
So how are you?
I'm fine.
Okay, how is Moan and they do?
All they do fine. Tell Allah, thank you.
Okay, they don't go school?
Yeah, they don't go school.
Okay, so how the business? How the sell?
Alhamdulillah. Not easy, but we manage.
Okay.
Small, small.
Okay.
Not really easy, but now, tell Allah, thank you, we manage.
Okay, praise God. Okay, mom, I'll be back soon.
Alright.
Enough of the chit chat with my mom. I'll see you later.
Manti. Omo.
Ola.
Ola kam.
Ola kum.
Manti kano.
Naiti nendi.
Benala.
Go. We have to go. Go will. Finger. Ato my uncle mige. Ba. Go you mande na o. Win ba. Sister. Not an apple, Taku. In Galloway. Talk, I don't know, Major Nay.
Hello, Mariama.
Hello, how are you?
I'm okay, Aisef.
I'm fine.
How do you teach them?
Ah, they do well.
I said it's fine, Mama. What's my name, so? This one wants to talk to me.
Say, my name, Umu.
Umu, Umu, how you do?
Say, thank God.
Okay, I have everything, Mariama.
Yeah, very good, thank you.
Okay. So, Mariama, how do you manage to balance your work and personal life, especially with the responsibilities of running and training school?
It's not easy.
Okay.
But whatever you're doing is a passion.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a passion, you will try your best and make sure that you are able to put things in place so that
exactly.
You will achieve at the end of the day.
Mama, could you share some insights into a typical day in your life, both at work and at home?
It's about my children.
Okay.
And although I have my mother, but my mother has some challenges now. I used to leave my children to my mother, but now she's sick. That somehow gave me a lot of challenges.
Okay.
On how I will leave my children for 24 hours to work.
Okay.
But with all that, I am trying to manage through the neighbors and the colleagues around me.
Okay.
So that they will really look after my children while I'm not around, even though my mother is with them.
What support systems or strategies have helped you in maintaining the balance between your career and your family life?
Well, first of all, I thank God the husband I have. He really understands what I want to do, and he used to support me on my activity.
Okay.
And with that, he will help me to put things in place.
Okay.
So that my work at home and at the office
will not be affected.
Okay.
So we used to put things in place, what we will do in the morning, his own responsibility, my own responsibility to make sure that I am able to achieve my work.
What advice would you give to other people who are striving to balance their personal commitments with their career aspirations?
My advice to them is that whatever you are doing, you have to plan for it. You have to think about it because I have the potential for me to search for a job mm-hmm. and other things to do. But I look at the masses. I am a disabled. And we have a lot of disabled out there, especially women with disability, who are unlettered. And they are suffering so much. And I have this idea to bring them together, create an opportunity where they can able to hand their living without begging in the streets. You have to look at them and support them. An opportunity where we do livelihood skills,
okay.
soap making, garage dyeing, and also adult literacy, garage processing.
Okay.
That business opportunity was for individual, which was supported by GIZ, and I was able to apply there and succeed.
Okay.
So with that, I also bring them in so that we will fly together in terms of development and support them so that they can be respected and have their dignity in the community.
Mayama, you're truly an inspiring leader. I've learned so much from you. So aside from work and family, what else do you do to get fun and excitement?
Well, first of all, when I'm with my colleague
at the training center.
At the training center is my happiest time. We work together, play together, do things in common. And also when I'm with my children also is another excitement time.
Okay.
Where I feel good. One of my biggest excitements when I'm seeing them around me,
okay.
playing with them, talk together, okay. and you know.
Now we're saying goodbye to Mariama's family and going to her institute, which is Forward Women with Disabilities Organization in Bracket Ford. We're going to be meeting the amazing people she works with. Hello, everyone.
How are you?
This place is really, really fine and it looks very promising. How are you, Duma?
I'm in Tene Nkuruma.
Tene, you could tell me more about this place. Maybe give me a quick waka waka around and show me around the place.
Yeah, like yeah, we start with there also. We do tailoring, we do garage tie-dyeing, okay. we make soap making. They will get literacy class, all that they will do here. Like yeah, yeah. Now we store. It's here. Now we store there. We do garri process. Now the garri this.
Okay.
We dey do one. You get sugar, you get milk, all things they inside it now. For it no more now. We dey do soap making. Look the soap. Look the soap. Then we dey do that agriculture.
Okay.
Yeah, look the seed.
Na garlic.
Yeah, carrot, yes. Now then they are so pepper. Then we dey do that couche, be spread. What they design? Now in this, look at. They will do literacy class because you know, say we disabled woman, they will not learn, or they suffer, they punish. The suffer you'll get angry. But what they make that small literacy class? Woman, they are not going to follow. We go already now, go to take pen and paper, or write small. The woman writes, we don't understand now. We say, now this is me. So they do that, they all.
So, Sene, how you feel like for good employment?
I don't feel value because trade be a bide be. But now, I don't get place now Saturday for that like, give me little thing what they do. I don't feel proud, I don't feel okay. Because today, what they be like, come in a disabled so, then they bully me, then I don't know the awareness. For say, disabled and get right for do something. You don't see, but now I don't get this place here now. I don't feel okay, but all me sick what I get, I don't feel goodness. Because Tradi abi de corner, but now they front. Because of all the do don't have 15 there. This and work.
So what are some of the challenges and where you be the first Tradi, where you be the look for work, where you not been get this work here? It.
the challenges then them boku. Because first time them they say we need to go to school. That money they pay we. Hey, this is what you go do, but what you go do na school, learning a big challenge. Then two, if you want to go find a job, you need to give away the job. Then they return with me and they say, what you can do now, you not get food. Then three, since you go want to make that agriculture, like how you see a company they go work. You want to work, if you go like na agriculture, say you want this, you want this, then say you na yobu work. You don't see. We would back they say we yobu work. But for more than go make, we then go practical. They say, well, you na go work, lo we see. Then we go up and you work, you work. Then see, then begin going around small, small. They say, yes, this is the important.
So what's not some of the benefits and where you don't get where you don't work with Mayama?
Yeah, then they work with Mama. Mama na wo mama na nena. Mama na don't pull in a line. For more Mayama come, we will be there be yo. We the woman, they will be the shame. We don't say meeting, this, that, they say program. We na be with it. We know they go front to be here. Mama na they try for push we go na do. We na come on na do. Alex, we na no land. What's una yo but talk? Una common adon they pull we nado. So when they say na meeting program, you need to go there. In the bien, in push we go before. Well today na that make the way don't do for us. So we don't appreciate her. Now we need a shame for talk. Any sound they say public, where they care we go there, we go talk. But first be will be the shame with the bien. We say go, we say we need to go. Because we don't get possible the should we for go push we for say unakaya, una common ado. Always with the bien. So that the man might do great thing. Mila no lie, no be sabi frito. Mama man, I make a sabi frito. Mm-hmm. For my father go talk about an adele no more sabi. But frito, mama man, I carry me frito. What they say, meeting there, they don't big meeting there. They can't take me so logo. We take, right now, me company them back. So meeting them, they wait them there. What they me back, then the shame pass me. You don't take that, they don't send them back now. Bo. Let them back go see. So mama, they do great thing for we.
So what are some of the lessons that you don't learn from Mayama in determination, despite all the challenges that we're disabled in the face?
The lesson that we don't learn to Mayama. Mayama can't teach we lesson for say, una do something, una stand on una yo. If you man not give yourself, we go yo bo fena, we survive with me picking there. Like me, I get 2 boy picking there. I be the sofa. But we don't can learn those skill job there, so we do it. Now, I get money on me yo. I know be sabi that lesson. They for say, woman no for left all you load to your man. Alex, if you're not disabled, if you know to that, the man will bully you tomorrow. Now they learn me now for fishing. Because you don't learn me for fishing, I'm the fishing person now.
Mm-hmm. You see? That is truly inspiring, Tene. It truly shows that creating opportunities and empowering others is a remarkable achievement. Thank you very much. I now have the privilege of speaking with Fatima Kamara, to know what it means to gain skills and employment as a person with disability. Fatima, how you dey do?
I dey do fine.
So how you dey feel when you don't get employment? If you say you dey feel value in a society?
Yes, of course.
Okay. So what are some of the things that you have for share with we?
Because actually, if somebody don't be disabled, someone not in contact, not even take among the people and say this now somebody with value. Mm-hmm. But we learn skill. People don't walk around you because what you dey make, they want to.
Okay.
So then we'll come around, you will be valued in the community, in the society.
Okay, so before you do get this job, what are some of the challenges and where you've been the face?
Actually, not easy. So people, man, go say you idle, you don't want to do nothing, while it's not where people make you able learn work.
Okay.
Or you know where people give you money, say do business, but you go the more key, say you idle.
Okay. So what are some of the benefits and where you don't get, where you do work with Mayama?
You don't do a very good something in my life, because I make a learn the work. Now you give me money, business money, we are the sell with. Although not give me say take out, but give me for later I do business. Well, so I dey pay them back, small, small, because I disable the money.
So what are some of the lessons that you don't learn from Mayama, what you save get for implementing in your life?
Mayama is somebody who is straightforward, not like Ben. And you want to say yes, na yes, for be yes. So myself don't learn any from her. And as somebody who is serious, not like somebody who I do.
Mayama, you've established a skill training school for persons living with disabilities. What motivated you to start this initiative? And what positive impact has it had on creating job opportunities?
The disabled I am working with, they are intelligent. It's just that there was no opportunity for them to do a formal education. And because of that, we are living in the world of development. And it will not go without education. So I see that if I am able to help them for them to able to read and write, it will help them in whatever activity they are doing in terms of business, in terms of record keeping, because as I am the only educated person formally, I am having some constraint in terms of record keeping and other activities at hand.
Okay.
So I see that if they are able to the reading and the writing, it will help them more, even if I am not around. So this motivates me for them to, for us to agree and open adult literacy school.
Okay. So how long have you been operating and how many people have you trained and worked with?
We are 2 years now, although we are having a lot of challenge in terms of supporting the adult education, the books, other materials for me to actually help them in the area of the adult literacy education. But with that, we have about 5 people now who can read and write completely.
Okay, that's amazing.
Yeah. In fact, even the one now has got some jobs doing through Course Canada.
Wow.
Yes.
Inspiring.
She is going to the community to sensitize other disabled women on this SRGBV through the adult literacy class.
Okay.
And others are doing well as well. So we are creeping with all the challenge.
Could you share some of the real life experiences you've had, as well as of those of others with disabilities, when it comes to finding employment opportunities?
Really, it's not easy. Even those that are formally educated, securing job and serving, especially in Adugu districts, for persons with disability, is not easy. They will ask you if you can ride bike, or they will say, okay, disabled are highly encouraged. But at the end of the day, they will not consider you.
That is really frustrating. Mayama, do you think more opportunities are available for persons with disabilities to easily get employment in any sector in this district?
I don't think so. It's not easy.
Okay.
Because that is the problem.
So what inspired you to start this whole beautiful movement?
As securing job for us is very difficult, and the amount of beggars in the streets, and most of these are young people with disability. So I thought of this. If these people are actually engaged in something, this will help them to stop street begging. If you look at the township of Kabbalah, you cannot see a lot of young people in the streets begging.
Exactly.
All of them are engaged doing something that will make them hand their living.
Doing all of this must have had a toll of challenges, Mayama. What are the main challenges you've encountered?
First of all, as I said, our most challenge is that for supporting persons with disability in their activities, it's not easy. We don't have an organization or government to come to our aid to support us with all the honors we are taking, to show that we are not happy to go to the street and beg, but we want something tangible. We want to learn something that will push us from the street begging.
Okay.
Still, there is no support. We have people who have learned different skills, but they don't have materials. And for Queen Adugu, we only have one organization who is supporting disability issues, which is Course Canada.
Okay.
Minus Course Canada, we don't have any other organization that is coming in to support our disability activity. And even though we are pushing through our advocacy in the council and other government institutions to support our activity, but no avail.
But what have you done to navigate the challenges that comes with this work of yours?
As I said, we use our idea.
Okay.
Through the business we do. We do our business not to just eat and sit down. We do our business to support our program, our activity, so that we will not fall down as we have started.
The challenges you've highlighted are certainly eye-opening. Discrimination and limited accessibility should never stand in the way of a meaningful work. Could you share some more stories or advice for our listeners about how individuals with disabilities can overcome adversity and societal barriers in the pursuit of a meaningful work?
First of all, I want to say you have to look back. I mean, you have to look back. Even though you have got a small opportunity, but look to others, support them so that you will go together and try to make sure that they also look like there is people who think about us. There is people who are ready to work with us. Although we all are having the same challenge, but the opportunity and chance, like in terms of education, is different.
Exactly.
Use that opportunity to show that I need to help someone.
Okay.
So that is my advice. And also, you should also try to create something as persons with disability. Don't look at your disability. Sit down, think. How can I change myself from this situation? Take up responsibility as human so that it will help you in your lifetime.
Mayama, can employers and individuals create a more inclusive society? What do you think about that?
If they really have the passion, they really know that we all are human, I think they can.
Okay. So what's next for you in terms of expanding and creating more opportunities for persons living with disabilities?
Well, we are always looking out for an opportunity in terms of funds, in terms of support, in terms of people seeing our ideas as a good ideas and coming. We want to do more than what we are doing now. Through the support of humanitarian organizations, the government, and the NGO, national, international.
So apart from this, what else are you interested in pursuing?
I don't have much education.
Okay.
I need to be educated more so that I can be able to help my people. So I want to study more so that I can help my people. And also, I want to search for more ideas which I will use to increase the opportunity of persons with disability in Kwenadugo district specifically.
Your words are both powerful and encouraging. Resilience and determination are indeed vital in overcoming challenges. Thank you, Mayama, for sharing your remarkable journey and insights with us. Your story is a testament to what can be achieved through determination and a commitment to change. In our next episode, we'll continue to explore important issues that affect the lives of young people. Stay tuned for more inspiring stories and discussions. Remember, it's all about asking, waiting out, what's happening in the lives of young people? Until next time, keep amplifying those voices and driving positive change. This is an Engaged Salon podcast funded by the Fund for Global Human Rights. Don't forget to follow us, like, share the podcast. We rely on you to get the word out there. I am Adama Morgan.